Hello everyone and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about how parents are feeling about their players returning back to school in the fall. He discusses how good Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is. And what's the perfect day in the life of Coach Taylor? Let's find out on TaylorMade.
Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have any team updates for us?
Team updates, everybody's healthy and well. I haven't done this for a couple weeks. I just wanted to, again, thank all the essential workers. You know, every time you go to the store, you know, you kind of look at people behind masks and you're like, man, this is how these guys are making a living and they're risking their lives, you know, so we can come out and have what we need. So just want to thank them again. I haven't done that in a couple weeks. So just want to thank the essential workers and appreciate all their efforts. And again, like I said, our team is healthy. Their families are healthy. So I'm blessed for that and just looking forward to another week.
Well, let's jump into fan questions, and we start with John. It says, Coach, I'm wondering what parents of your players are saying to you during this time. What are their thoughts on returning to school and playing this fall?
Yeah, you know, we have some parents that have reached out, and, you know, I think for the most part they understand that, you know, whatever we do as a country, you know, we're going to just fall in line with that. So, you know, but there have been some parents that have asked, and I just, you know, I'm honest with them. You know, if I don't know, like I tell my staff, man, if you don't know something, say you don't know. So you're just not sure. And you just got to kind of go with, you know, what the rest of the country and the rest of college football / the NFL is going to be doing. So
we move on to Ian, who says, Coach, give us the Coach Taylor prediction on if there will be an NFL and college football in September.
Well, as much as people have listened to this show, people know that I'm pretty I deal a little bit more with the universe and putting out good vibes, so I'm going to put out the good vibes and say, you know, we'll figure out a way to play social distance and do it in a safe manner. You know, I'm hopeful for that for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, I'm going to be hopeful that we will be able to get out and play and compete this fall.
I bet there are a lot of wide receivers who would be in favor of social distancing from cornerbacks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Howard says, are players able to go over the playbook and watch film with coaches even if they don't live near the campus?
You know what? The great thing about technology, man, we've been needing more. Well, I shouldn't say we've been needing more. We've been needing about as much as we would be if we were here, man. Zoom has been great for us. Google Hangouts has been great. I wish I'd have bought some stock in Zoom years ago, man. I'd be doing really good right now. But Zoom has been great. Google Hangouts has been great. We've been able to have staff meetings. We've been able to meet with our players, you know, just putting in schemes and talking about things from last year. So it's actually been really, really good. You know, I just wish you could be, like I told the guys this morning, I wish I could just physically be with them. And I, you know, sometimes you take things for granted, and I don't think I did, but, you know, sitting in the basement and working out of the basement every day, 5 days a week, man, you know, I can honestly say probably took it for granted being able to visit with my guys every day or see them, see them when they come out of the weight room and them guys popping in and talking to me or me going in there and talking to those guys. So just got to hang in there and work through this and looking forward to getting back and getting around our players.
Randall would like to know, when you don't have a big roster and you need a number of players to even effectively practice, are you more apt to work with a guy who is a problem child in your locker room, or is there a point where he is simply not worth the trouble?
Yeah, man, that kind of goes with your philosophy, you know, just your own personal philosophy. You know, sometimes some coaches will try to save everybody, and that's tough to do. And then you got some coaches that are, you know, a little bit more, hey, you know, you don't follow the rules, you're out of here. You know, when you have a bigger roster, I would imagine, you know, you're a little bit more apt to just cut ties with guys. But again, you know, this is a business of trying to shape and develop young people. And again, we, you know, sometimes I think we sit in positions, especially as head coaches or whatever it is, and you got to remember, we made mistakes too. You know, we did foolish things too, man. So if somebody's not causing a major, major issue and they're just being a knucklehead, and I think you got to kind of work with them guys because, man, I know I'd look back on my growing up and my career and, you know, things, some decisions I made in college, man, they probably weren't the best, and I wish I could take them back. But, you know, I had a coach that worked with me and gave me chances. So I try to live that way with me being in the role now. But I can see coaches with bigger rosters, you know, parting ways faster, and coaches with smaller rosters wanting to keep guys around. So everything's a case by case. You know, you've got to kind of set your standards in the beginning and hold guys accountable to it. And when the time comes, you know, you do have to part ways with the guys. If it's not helping the team, you gotta think about the team first. So
Greg would like to know, how does a quarterback establish leadership when he first takes over as the starting QB?
Man, the best thing that quarterback can do is understand and appreciate, you know, the importance that he has with the football every play, period. You know, if he can do that, as far as, you know, knowing where to go with the football, you know, knowing what looks to run the ball into, because there's sometimes you'll call a run play and that's not a good play to run the ball into. You got to get out of that play. So I guess my point is, him knowing his job and knowing what everybody else's job on the offense is, that's going to be the number one way. And then, you know, off the field, man, it's a lot that goes into, you know, maybe on a Thursday night, you know, you're taking the offensive lineman out and, you know, letting them know you appreciate them. You know, hanging out with the running backs and the receivers. There's a lot that goes into playing that quarterback position. It's just not lining up out there and just, you know, down set hit. That's not it, man. It's a lot that goes into it. It's a lot of mental. It's a lot of physical. It's a lot of emotions. You know, it's almost a little bit of, you know, you got to play, no, I wouldn't say mind tricks, but, you know, being able to take guys out and buy them a dinner, I mean, that goes a long way when you play in that position, because now those guys are going to want to, you know, go that extra mile and make sure they're doing everything in their capabilities to keep you safe and healthy. So, you know, it's a lot of different ways you can gain that respect and become a good leader. So,
Darius says, I'm not asking this to stir things up. I am just asking to see what you think. Is there more pressure on you to succeed because you are a black coach at a school where most of the students are white?
Good question. No, I wouldn't say that, because, I mean, again, for me, I put a lot of pressure on myself anyway. You know, coaching is coaching. You know, the job is, the number one job in my mind is to develop our players, to make them better human beings and to make them better football players. You know, preparing them for life is a part of it too, you know. So I want to make sure that, you know, we as a coaching staff are making them better sons, brothers, you know, hopefully eventually husbands, fathers. So at the end of the day, like, you know, it don't matter if there's somebody that's white sitting in my chair or black sitting in my chair, man. Like, that's the job of a head football coach. So, no, I don't feel no extra pressure. And when it comes to pressure, I put enough on myself anyway. So I don't need, you know, I don't need any external pressure. I don't need anybody hovering over me, man, and saying, you know, you better do this. I do that for myself anyway. So I've always been wired that way. So I feel good about, you know, our situation. And, you know, I think it's good for our players too, man. They get a chance to get a different perspective on certain parts of life. And that's the best thing about football. You know, you got 11 guys in the huddle, 90 guys on the team. They're all pulling for one thing. You know, your economic background doesn't matter. You know, your religious beliefs don't matter. You know, what part of the country you come from doesn't matter. Everybody's trying to move that football and score. And then when you're on defense, you're trying to stop people from scoring. And nothing else matters. That's the best thing about football, man. Who cares what you look like, what your beliefs are? It's a great sport because of that reason, right? Exactly for what that question that, I think it was Rob that asked. So appreciate the question. And no extra pressure. Just got to get the job done.
You know, I think people kind of fail to see, too. I mean, I know Jason Verdugo a little bit. Hamlin is kind of, I don't think that, you know, what you look like really matters at Hamlin. It just doesn't seem to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's, you know, we I think, you know, the school does a good job of, you know, keeping things, gosh, I want to be careful. Like, you know, just, you know, it's a pretty diverse higher education school, to be honest with you. So it's good, you know, but I mean, that's a fair question, you know. But as far as asking, you know, is there any extra pressure? No, no extra pressure. I do my job. I respect people. You know, I show them respect. They respect me, and they want to win. They want to, and they have an ultimate goal, and that's to win. And that's why they come to Hamlin. And we have a great freshman class that is excited to come and play for us, man. So I'm excited about that too.
Ray says, Coach, so I am looking at Andy Dalton signing with the Cowboys to be the backup to Dak Prescott. These guys are totally different kinds of quarterbacks. I don't understand why a team wouldn't choose a guy to back up their starting quarterback who is more like him. Why would a coach do that?
Again, those are, you know, that's the best thing about, you know, the sport and, you know, being able to, you know, have an opinion. It just depends. I mean, every coach is different, you know. I'm assuming, again, sometimes I want to be very careful and answer these questions because I'm not in those offices and those meetings. But, you know, that could have been a situation where they want a quarterback that has experience. You know, and Andy Dalton has won games in this league, has won games in the NFL. So I can see a coach saying, hey, you know, make different style, but we want somebody that, if God forbid, if that goes down, they have somebody that can step in and has experience, man. Because, again, playing quarterback is, one, is not easy, no matter what level you're at. If you're playing quarterback in the MIAC, if you're playing quarterback in the Big Ten, it's not easy. I can't imagine doing it at the NFL level and win games. I mean, that's a big deal. So his resume is he has a solid resume. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, like I said, I've said this a lot on this show. You know, a quarterback's a very important position. You know, so I don't want to say you're only as good as your quarterback, but that position is a very integral part of, you know, how your football team's gonna, how these football teams gonna go for the season. So I can totally see why they picked him up. But I can see what the caller is asking too, as far as, you know, why not go with somebody with a little bit more style like Dak. But you never know. So
Anton says, Coach, I was rewatching the Super Bowl they showed on Saturday. That Mahomes is just sick. He's the best quarterback in the NFL, don't you think?
Wow, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks. Mahomes is—he's solid, man. That guy. Now he's a little—he does some unorthodox things, and it's funny listening to, you know, some of the coaches' talks. And Andy Reid will say, you know, sometimes he's in practice saying no, 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 and then he'll make a play and say, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, he has a little bit of that in him, but hey, he wins, and he's a Super Bowl champion quarterback, and he's a young guy, and he's got a lot of, and he'll get better. I mean, he's got a great coach, and he will get better, and they'll get him dialed in and playing a little bit more, quote unquote, conventional. But he's got that it factor. That's what you want at the quarterback spot. But he's very good. I'd say he's definitely in the top three, man. I mean, there's some good quarterbacks in the NFL. So
Landon says, the Bengals and Browns always are drafting high, always have early picks in the first round, but they still stink. How can an organization be that bad?
Again, sometimes it's tough to comment when you're not around. So like that, to me, I can't comment on that because, I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, there's only 32 of those teams, so they're elite. I'm sure their front office and coaches will get it figured out and fixed. So, you know, I, again, it's always tough to, I will never comment. I'll try not to comment on things that I don't have all the information and pieces of the puzzle. So I'll leave that to the fans.
Here's an interesting one for you. Anne-Marie says, Coach, can you explain something to me? Why do players spit on the ground where they are playing? I mean, isn't there a good possibility that the play may go right where you spit and you may land right in your spit?
That's a good question. You know what? I don't know why. I think it probably has, you know, probably just growing up, you know, you watch TV and you see people spit during games. I guess it's just something you do, or I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't been stumped on this show much, but that's a stumper right there. I don't know why, guys, because I'm unfortunately a victim of spitting too. And my mom used to always hate when I would spit, man. Like, she just hated that. So I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that one. I don't. I feel bad that I always try to come out of this show feeling good about the answers. I don't have a good answer for why guys.
We have a couple from Jenna. The first is, what is the perfect day in the life of Coach Taylor? And she hopes it happens.
Wow. The perfect day. Perfect day. Okay. So wake up, get a good workout in with my son. He can push me, and obviously I'm pushing him, but he can push me too. Jump on a boat. Go fishing, hopefully make some good catches. Ideally, you'd want to fry those fish up, maybe fry them and freeze them, or fry them and eat them right there. You know, jump on the bike for a nice long ride. And then, you know, at some point, you know, grab a cheesesteak, and in the evening, and, probably binge watch Sopranos or The Wire. That's a perfect day for Coach Taylor.
Fishing season coming up pretty soon there too.
Yeah, I thought I saw something earlier. I think Saturday it opens up actually.
So look at that. Jen, I would also like to know, what non-sports things do you really like to do?
What non-sport things? Non-sport. I enjoy fishing. With this pandemic, just trying to get a little bit more into reading. You know, picking out some books that are, you know, that I have in my library that I haven't cracked open yet. So just, you know, trying to read a lot more. You know, I enjoy nature. You know, I've been actually kind of doing research on birds, and I've been watching these ducks fly in and out, and I think they're mating. Not mating, but I think they're getting ready to have kids, or, you know, so I'm interested to see if they're going to have kids in the back here. So just kind of stuff like that. I like watching the wildlife, just learning about different, you know, learning about different animal species and different cultures. So, you know, doing a lot more reading. So, yeah, outside of sports is what I like to do.
And, Coach, why is it good to be a Piper?
It's great to be a Piper. Our guys are leading themselves with workouts, which is really cool, man. You talk to some people around the country, and they're not doing some of the things that we're doing as far as, you know, working out as a team. So I'm super blessed and fortunate our guys just get it. You know, I think if we can carry this throughout the summer and when we get back together, it's going to make our team a lot stronger and tight-knit, because they are going through a real-life situation together, and they're doing it, and they're seeing each other every day. So I think that's a positive. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how we're doing in the classroom. And it's good to be a part of Hamline University.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Rob.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamline University coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. Please have your questions to us by Sunday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.